it matters to you, let us know. Contact us now, 1850 400 964 or email focus@clare.fm.
You're welcome back to the programme. The world has lost a true artist. The words of the remaining members of the Cranberries as they paid tribute to lead singer Dolores O'Riordan following her sudden death. The 46-year-old passed away while in London for a recording session. President Higgins is among those paying tributes to Dolores, saying that to all those who follow and support Irish music, Irish musicians and the performing arts, her death will be a big loss. She's been remembered not just here at home, but around the world. I'm joined on the line now by Mickey Mack, a Limerick man, presenter here on Clare FM of the Platinum Collection, and a man, Mickey, who came across Dolores O'Riordan at a very young age. Tell us of your first memories of her.
Gavin, good morning. I think that you must remember that Dolores was probably 17 years old back in 1988. And my first memories of Dolores at a time, by the way, when I was lucky enough to be on RT Radio 2, 2FM as it is today, and there was no other really radio stations. There were the locals were just beginning to come on air. And so I was the go-to for all the young bands to get their tracks played on music radio, and all the young bands from Clare, even Limerick, would come in to me with their demos. And of course, this is all, you know, this is the era when we used tape the top 20 off with our cassette machine. So Dolores came to me and she said, I've recorded this, what do you think? And she's so shy and so gentle. I just put it on, and it was just I imagined it was something she might have done in her bedroom. But it was, wow. I said, wow, but Dolores, you've got to go to a studio. And she was so, I mean, she would have been at Laurel Hill. My memory is probably was that she was wearing her Laurel Hill uniform. And Laurel Hill being the main secondary school for girls in Limerick. So then the interesting thing about the Cranberries is that they, you know, she hadn't joined the Cranberries at this stage, she joined the Cranberries. And they were slow burners. I mean, I remember playing them and wondering, gosh, we had a couple of very good bands in the Midwest in the 80s, like Tuesday Blue, and who got huge contracts, but they were slow movers. And interesting thing about the Cranberries, they had to go to England and America before they were really discovered in Ireland. And it was her album, Everybody Else is Doing It, So Why Can't We, which broke in America because it was used by ABC on one of their programs.
Was that the key? Because you're right. Even I would argue to this day, there were bigger bands internationally than in Ireland. And the story of the Cranberries, kind of the broad story, is that they exploded onto the scene. They were huge in the States, but it was because of a television program.
That's right, and it was because, of course, of the album. The album then went to number one in the UK. She went, my most memorable day for the Cranberries is that the day I heard that Dolores and the Cranberries had gone to number 18 at Billboard. I mean, Billboard is the most prestigious chart in America. So you then realise that she had arrived. And for me, I mean, it was wonderful being a Limerick head, as I suppose I was back in the 80s, visiting America, say, in the 90s and hearing the Cranberries being played out in Macy's, and the same year going into HMV in Oxford Street in London.
And there they were again.
And there they were. And then they were huge, of course, in France. And you'd go into the Galerie Lafayette in Paris, and you'd hear our Dolores. They certainly brought with them, I thought, a sound. You know, we talk about the sound of Phil Spector, of the sound of the Beatles, of the sound of Elbow. I think the Cranberries had their own distinctive sound. And she had, of course, that wonderful, distinctive mezzo-soprano voice, the yodeling. And, of course, what was lovely about Dolores, you could hear the Limerick accent as she sang.
Absolutely. Certainly it is. What did it mean to the city to have a band of such international renown?
I think it meant an awful lot. And I mean, Limerick is famous for its rugby. The last time I got excited was when Richard Harris went into Billboard with MacArthur Park in 1969. Another one of our own as such. So, I mean, I think it gave a city who was getting bad press at the time, you know, I think it gave us great confidence that when we were abroad and we heard we heard Dolores on the radio, we said, well, she comes from our town, you know? And she was just so approachable, so gentle, so pleasant. And it never really went to her head, you know? I mean, I'm sure that the challenges of being a female icon must have been unbelievable at a time when women weren't really as involved as they are today in rock.
Yeah. She always struck me as somebody who was very vulnerable.
Oh, yes. And I think, but anybody, you know, you think of Sinead, you know, women that go into rock become vulnerable because she was warned. I mean, I think I read about Dolores. She always felt she might be manipulated and, you know, she became a product and she didn't want that. You have to be in X and Y tomorrow. I think she had times she would love to have just played in Dolan's warehouse and on a gig out in Glore in Ennis. I mean, she just wanted to sing and make her music and entertain. I always felt that being the superstar did not sit well with her.
And they were superstars, and I think that's something that has to be borne in mind. Again, I'm struck, and I know we've already touched on it, but I'm struck this morning by the international coverage more so than that at home. She's on the front page of The Guardian and the Independent newspapers in Britain. She has an obituary, horrible as it is to say about a woman who's 46 years old, but she has an obituary in today's New York Times. You know, I mean, this is a world.
And I thought the BBC covered her so well last night in the 10 o'clock news. Hugh Edwards, the most, I think it was a very tasteful piece they did on her. They must have given her nearly 4 or 5 minutes on the main BBC 10 o'clock news last night. Yeah. Can I just recommend to the listeners, Gavin, one track? She sang with the Italian singer Zucchero on an album called Zoo & Co. And there's a song called Pure Love on that. I'd really recommend that as a good special of mine. There's some really good tracks then on Wake Up and Smell the Coffee. And I'm sure lots of our listeners have, you know, all her other albums like No Need to Argue, 1994, gosh. And To the Faithful Departed, her album of 1996.
Yeah. Just finally then, Mickey, is your memory of Dolores O'Riordan always going to be that teenage girl who came to you with her demo tape?
Yeah. And so sincere. Very sincere. And let it be a lesson to all the young people who are listening, who have the talent. And even if they came from the back of beyond, if you know what I mean, if they no matter where you came from, look at Dolores. She came from the county, farming background, and look what she achieved. You know, take that as you be that inspiration as you plan your life. And you know, think of the title of her album. Everybody else is doing it, so why can't we?
Yeah, Mickey Mack, appreciate your time. Thanks for joining us,
Gavin. Thank you. Bye bye.
Cranberries and the late Dolores O'Riordan there. Ode to my family. Alan is in Killaloe. He was in touch earlier. Dolores O'Riordan will be remembered as a legend, he writes. She'll be up there with Phil Lynott and Rory Gallagher in terms of her incredible talent and unique voice. And a big thanks as well to Cayman. Cayman Jones was in touch with me via email during the programme as well. We mentioned at the top of how the death of Dolores O'Riordan is making international headlines. Cayman sent me articles, good long substantial articles published in the Sydney Morning Herald and also in the South China Morning Post, which tells its readers of the night Dolores O'Riordan made Gwen Stefani of No Doubt sound terrible during a concert in Hong Kong. Again, if you've got memories and recollections, 086 1800 964.
Morning Focus, in association with Shannon Airport. Fly Shannon and pack more into your US getaway. Fly daily, direct and hassle-free from Shannon. Explore more today on shannonairport.ie.